Public News Service Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Emergency crews in southeast Texas were clearing debris and assessing flooding this morning after powerful storms tore through the state, killing at least 4 people and knocking out power to some 800,000 customers. That from NBC News. They report the winds, which reached 100 miles an hour and included some tornadoes, were reminiscent of the 2000 Hurricane Ike, one of the costliest natural disasters in history. As of this report, the storm headed further east. Residents of New Orleans urged to take cover now by the National Weather Service, which said 70-mile-an-hour winds were set to batter Louisiana's largest city and its surrounding areas. The Nevada state primary is coming up June the 11th, and one voting rights group wants to make sure all Nevadans have the information they need to make their voices heard.
Silver State Voices is among one of the organizations behind the National Nonpartisan Election Protection Program. Noe Orozco with Silver State Voices says the goal is to place trained nonpartisan volunteers at polling locations throughout Nevada who can help voters with a variety of questions, from accessibility to voting requirements.
I think it's super important because at the end of the day, we are just trying to ensure that anyone who is able to vote is able to cast their ballot.
Orozco says the Election Protection Program also has hotlines available in English, Spanish, Arabic, and Asian languages. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
And a new report released by the Solar Energy Industries Association says more than half of all solar installations in the U.S. have come online since 2020, with over 25% installed since the Inflation Reduction Act passed about 2 years ago. Association President Abigail Ross Hopper notes that for Missouri farmers and rural residents, the most significant expense is power needed for pumps, heating, grow houses, and running equipment.
They're not paying for the sunshine. And so when they install solar to run their pump or when they install solar on top of a chicken house, it saves an incredible amount of money because they are now using the sun to energize their systems.
Missouri homes and businesses have installed enough solar energy to power 68,000 homes each year. And Hoosiers are launching their boats to enjoy another season on the water. However, before jumping aboard, it's an ideal time to review safety plans and brush up on boating laws.
For nearly 30 years, DNR Master Conservation Officer John Gano has spent summers patrolling popular recreational boating spots in Indiana. He spends most summer weekends on Geist and Morse reservoirs and says it's imperative boaters know what is expected of them while out on their voyage.
Certainly the basic safety regulations, equipment for the boat, how to properly number your boat.
I'm Joe Ullery reporting.
Indiana law requires a U.S. Coast Guard-approved life jacket be available for everyone aboard. This is Public News Service. Next to Virginia, where a new rule from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission could improve the state's electric grid transmission capacity. It requires utilities and grid operators to plan 20 years ahead to accommodate expected changes in energy production.
The rule is designed to help Virginia meet the high energy demands of the growing data center market and prevent service disruptions in extreme weather. Nick Guidi with the Southern Environmental Law Center says this rule will help the state reach its climate goals.
For the first time, really, in a lot of these states, the transmission planning process will have to explicitly take into account state goals and corporate clean energy goals. That hasn't really happened before.
He adds the current process holds back state activity. The rule faces sharp criticism from FERC Commissioner Mark Christie. He characterizes it as a way to enact policies never passed by Congress and calls it a blatant violation of the major questions doctrine. Guidi thinks this could lead to legal challenges. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And surrounded by states that ban nearly all abortions, its legalization in New Mexico has made the state a top place to travel for the procedure.
Results from a coalition of civil rights groups finds that women of color say politicians who want to earn their vote need to focus on reproductive justice, plus the issues of affordable health care, gun violence prevention, and racism. Lupe Rodriguez leads the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice.
With Latinas and other women of color, we've seen their power as a voting bloc on this issue in recent elections. And voters of color, and including Latinos, are rejecting abortion bans and attacks on their freedom.
The poll found nearly 9 in 10 women of color say voting in the 2024 election is extremely or very important. I'm Roz Brown.
Over a 15-month period ending in June 2023, the Institute found the number of abortions in New Mexico increased by 220%, with many patients coming from Texas, where it's mostly banned. And finally, more than 1 million people in North Carolina are diabetic. They have become increasingly worried about the national shortage of insulin. Jessica Lynn Latto of Charlotte was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 28 during pregnancy. She has seen firsthand the challenges the insulin shortage created.
We typically are prescribed 10 milliliter vials. Some people were being prescribed three milliliter vials. Other people were being prescribed insulin pens, or altogether having the type of insulin they use changed to a different brand.
Advocates emphasize the urgent need for transparency about the causes of the current insulin shortage. This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.